Welcome to this BBC News special. I'm Lise Doucet. Across the Middle East, Arab leaders are under unprecedented pressure. I'm in London to interview a visiting Arab monarch who's firmly in power but faces loud calls for reform. Is he moving fast enough to meet the demands on his streets? And how worried is he about the growing tension and violence across the region, including on his borders in Syria? King Abdullah of Jordan, thank you very much for speaking to the BBC.
Wonderful. Thank you. Nice to be back.
Let's start with Syria. The Arab League has suspended it. Syria has called for an emergency summit. What do you say to President Assad?
Well, I've spoken to him twice earlier on this year, expressing our frustration and concerns of what was going on in Syria. And I was attempting to reach out, not that Jordan by any means had a perfect story, but we were reaching out in national dialogue to our people. We have not seen any deaths on our streets. And it was an attempt to sort of see how we could help. I even sent the chief of the royal court in the late spring to see him again, to see if we can't work together in bringing the violence down in Syria. And it became very clear to me that they weren't interested in dialogue with Jordan or a lot of other countries, unfortunately.
Months have passed since then. There's been 8 months of violence. The United Nations says 3,500 people at least have died in Syria. Do you think President Assad has lost legitimacy?
I think the decision taking overwhelmingly by the Arab League shows that we are extremely concerned about the future of Syria and the way the leadership is moving. But the question that all of us are asking is, you know, will we see much of a difference? And I don't think that the system in Syria allows for much of a change. It's almost impossible for anybody to predict where Syria is heading and how things are going to turn out. But having said that, I personally believe, at least in the short term, you're going to continue to see pretty much the same as we're seeing now.
Do you think President Assad should step aside?
Well, that really comes back to the Syrian regime. You know, my concern is, and my discussions with Bashar, and I've gotten to know him fairly well, I honestly do believe that he has reform in his blood. The vision that he had for Syria and the times that I met him was very encouraging. So I think that the challenge is does the system allow for reform? So even as you said, if Bashar was not on the scene, if the regime brings in somebody else, does that person get it and realize that the world has changed? And that's where I have my doubts.
Well, this is the question people are asking. Is Bashar al-Assad the one who's calling the shots, literally? Is he ordering?